This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
The Colonials lead Monmouth University here at halftime. RMU on top by four. Again, the RMU team comes in at 14-6 and 5-2 in league play. MU 4-16, 2-5 in the league, and the Hawks really fighting for their potential NEC tournament playoff lives these next couple of games in the league. Deion Nesmith led the way in that first half for the Hawks with 11 points. 17 for Velton Jones to lead all scorers in that first half. He was deadly, and it'll be probably Nesmith's assignment to guard him moving forward. We welcome Steve back into the broadcast. And Steve, the two high scorers are probably the two players on the floor who have a best future in the NFL. Deion Nesmith and Velton Jones. Look, what do you look for in the second half? How is MU going to slow down Jones? Maybe is it putting Nesmith on him everywhere all over the floor? Or how do you feel they could attack him?
Well, what I think they need to do is they have to try to get the ball out of his hands. So if he's coming off screens, you got to try to trap the ball screen and try to make him give it up.
Here MU goes double team all over the floor. Lucky Jones ends up with it. Over to McFadden.
You got to make somebody else beat you other than Velton Jones. So I think you're going to see him get doubled a lot in this half.
Lucky Jones, hands for McFadden. Jump stop in the lane. He traveled. And that'll give it back to MU. As now the Notre Dame-Syracuse score gets even closer to the end. The Irish up 61-53, a minute 12 left.
And you know that they will be storming the court.
Yeah,
after that game. They storm the court way too much now in college basketball. But that's warranted. You beat a number one team, that's warranted.
Jesse Steele for three. It's good. He cuts Robert Morris's lead to one. And I'll tell you what, if the Hawks win tonight, I hope MU storms the court.
Nice shot from Jesse Steele, too, off the screen as Deion drove and then circled back and pitched it to Jesse around the screen. Nice play design and nice shot from Jesse.
Velton Jones goes backdoor on Nesmith. Kicks it to Williams in the corner. He misses the three. Tillotson with a rebound. He wants the run. He'll move with Lucky Jones. Austin picks up his dribble. Floater. No good. Short. And Lucky Jones with the rebound.
And that's not a good shot from Austin Tillotson as he had some guys on him in transition.
Jones will try to answer. Spin shot. No good. Ed White pulls it down as MU has their game starting five as they're starting five here in the second half. Tillotson ahead to Steele. He'll pump it a three. Jesse is fouled by Caron Williams as he went to the basket.
And that's another thing too, Eddie. When you're playing a team that's very good in the half-court defense, you got to get out and you got to try to get some easy baskets. And we saw that in the first half. Jesse Steele made a steal, and then Phil Waite ran the floor and got an easy basket. The Hawks have to get some easy baskets in the second half.
We've played a minute and a half. MU's down by a point, 33-20, 33-32. Steele, another three in the corner. Oh, he knocks it down! MU on top by two!
And Velton Jones is right up on Jesse Steele, right in his face. Jesse knocks it down. Now you see Ed Waite and Jesse Steele trying to get the crowd into it. Hawks up two in the second half.
18-15 to go. MU up 35-33. These 5 minutes, we talked about it. They're key. MU winning them now. Jones will try to answer with a two. No good. Phil Waite with the rebound for the Hawks. He'll now clear it to Deion Nesmith.
And these are big possessions for the Hawks. You know, the Hawks always never seem to get over the hump in games like this. They actually finally have a lead now against a good team. Now let's see if they can expand upon the lead.
Steele around a ball screen from Ed Waite. Now from Phil Waite. Jesse spins. He's at the right elbow. And the corner, Tillotson. Baseline drive. Austin tried to flip it over to Nesmith. Instead, he goes down low. Phil Waite. He'll dunk it with two hands. You're waiting for it. I think we know it's coming. Coach Toole may take a timeout. MU's up 37-33, an 8-0 run to begin the second half for the Hawks, as Coach Toole will not take a timeout.
How about Coach Toole letting his team play through the run?
Down low, McFadden from Jones, double team. Top of the key, Caron Williams, deep three, no good. Back iron. Lucky Jones tracks down the offensive glass. He'll pick up his dribble in the right corner, double team, bounce pass to McFadden. He'll pump fake, get around Phil Waite. His shot, no good, but Ed Waite will be called for a blocking foul.
You know, and Phil Waite can't fall for that pump fake right there from McFadden. You got everything rolling for you, and you have other guys shooting a basketball other than Belton Jones. And you know what? They've all missed. Lucky Jones missed. Karan Williams has missed twice. McFadden shooting a 16-foot jump shot right there is a shot that you'll take every day of the week. And Phil Waite can't leave his feet and get beat, which then makes Ed Waite have to step in and help, and then Ed Waite gets called for a foul.
McFadden misses his free throw. Marcus Ware comes in for Phil Waite. If anything, Phil should give a soft close. Make him shoot the shot.
Yes, exactly. Control your closeout, all right? Yes, chop at him, control your closeout, but don't go off your feet. Don't leave your feet and have him get beat.
If anything, be prepared to box him out.
Sure.
As McFadden goes one of two, it's now 37-34, Monmouth. We've played exactly 3 minutes in this second half. Jesse Steele, right-hand dribble, into the right corner. Goes down low to Marcus Ware. Marcus, on the block. Pump fakes on McFadden. Down low, baseline shot. Good! Count it! And a foul for Marcus Ware.
And that's a great post move by Marcus Ware. He down screens, he then posts, he gets the ball, and you know what he did there? He took his time. He was patient, he didn't rush, he didn't force, he used his body, he put his shoulder into the defender, made a nice spin move to his right hand, and finished strong. And that's the Marcus Ware that we saw a lot last year. Now, he's got to take his time in the post. Maybe he's starting to get his timing back, but nice move right there from Marcus Ware.
We'll see if he can convert the conventional three-point play. He doesn't, and Jones pulls down the rebound for Robert Morris, so it's a 39-34 Hawk lead, 16:40 to go.
Look for the Hawks to possibly trap a ball screen or run a guy at Belton Jones.
Jones around that ball screen, pulls from three, top of the key, hands in his face, no good, back iron. Marcus Ware with the rebound. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. Jesse, head of steam in the front court, leaves for Tillotson. And now MU will look to get into a little half-court offense. Steele on the left wing, into the corner, Tillotson, he'll drive. Skips it over to Ware. Now Nesmith for three. Steele knocks it down. MU up by eight. He hasn't missed.
And that's great, great team basketball ball movement from the Hawks. Every guy seemed to touch the ball. Austin Tillotson drove baseline, drew the defense. Marcus Ware caught it. He drew the defense, made an extra pass to Deion Nesmith, who knocks down an open three. And now the Hawks go up eight, 42-34 in the second half.
42-34, the Monmouth lead, 16-11. Andy Toole takes a timeout. That gets extended full. We'll keep things right here, Steve. And what's been the key to Monmouth getting out to this big run? Obviously, they're hitting shots. That's important. But there's more to it than that.
Well, they're getting stops, and that's what you want to see. They're getting stops. Belton Jones has taken one shot in this half. It was a three at the top of the key. And you have to make other guys beat you. Their best player hit his average for the season in the first half. You don't want that to happen. You got to make other guys beat you. And Lucky Jones has shot a couple times. Karan Williams has shot. McFadden's shot. And that's fine. You make those guys beat you. You give everything you got against Belton Jones. You trap ball screens. You run double teams at him. You D him hard and make him give up the ball and make other guys make shots. And you know what? They've been missing those shots. Monmouth's been getting rebounds, and they've been getting out and running and then executing when they've had the ball.
The Hawks up by eight. This game was 33-29 at halftime. The Hawks on a 13-1 run. They haven't allowed a Robert Morris field goal. There's 16-11 left in the second half. They have really answered the bell and answering what we were asking for these first 5 minutes of the second half.
And you can bet now that Belton Jones, one of the better guards in the league, is going to want to try to put his mark on this game again and get his team back into this game.
MU double teams Belton Jones full court. They go to Karan Williams. Now Bridges, as they barely get it over the timeline, and Marcus Ware's called for a foul on Elijah Thompson, who would have caught it right over half court in a great trappable situation.
That is the dream area to set a trap.
Right in front of us, it was perfect.
Right, right. And then you bail him out with a little chippy foul, but nice looking out of the timeout. The Hawks press, show some traps right there. Seem to catch Robert Morris off guard a little bit, and nice little switch up from Coach Rice.
So that foul will go on Marcus. It's actually his third. MU second here in the second half. Jones with Tillotson on him on the left wing. Next whistle gets us the under 16 media. Jones drives baseline. He's double teamed. Over to Williams. Skip past Myers back into the game. They go back to Karan Williams. MU really cranking up the defensive intensity. They go Myers down low. Lucky Jones lost it out of bounds. and it'll be Hawk basketball. The break's all going MU's way. We'll see if it can continue after this 60-second timeout. 15:36 to go, second half. Monmouth leads Robert Morris 42-34, and it's right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
15:36 to go in the second half. Monmouth leads Robert Morris 42-34. Alongside Steve Pizzazza, Mehdi Iacopinski, Phil Harding engineering tonight's broadcast. And Steve, MU has gotten ahead by not giving it away.
Yes, and nice segue. Wow, did you go to school for that?
Was that money?
Wow, that was good.
Did I go to Monmouth school for that?
Monmouth only 3 turnovers on the night, and that's good, especially against a great defensive team who forced a lot of turnovers for their opponents. Good job from the Hawks so far.
Ed Waite, top of the key, steal, open for 3. He'll knock it down again! MU up 11!
And Jesse was wide open. He passed the ball off, cut through. The defense lost him, and he hit an open shot. Hawks up 11.
After a slow start, he's got 13 now. Elijah Thompson will hand off. This is Brandon Herman around the screen. Jumps the pass. Williams just gets his hand on it. He'll hand off for Jones. His 3 from around the screen is no good. And Deion Nesmith with a rebound. It's an offensive foul. Loose ball on Anthony Myers.
And credit Ed Waite for the box out right there as Myers goes over his back. The Hawks have it all going right now as Velton Jones went over the screen, took a shot, didn't go in. Box out from Ed Waite and now a foul. Hawks up 11 against Robert Morris. What a start to the second half.
It's been great. They won those 5 minutes and then some as they were down 4 at halftime. They're up 11 now. That score we were keeping everyone up to date on, a final now. Syracuse with their first loss of the season. Number 1 goes down at Notre Dame, 67-58. I could start making references. They snap UCLA streak, all that. But Notre Dame, a house of horrors for number 1 ranked teams. Mike Myers kick, drives, kicks it out. Nesmith open for 3. Good! The Hawks can't miss. They're up 14.
And Mike Myers drives to the basket under control. Williams tried to take a charge. Once he took the charge, he was out of the play. And Deion Nesmith had a wide open look with nobody running at him.
Herman will try to answer. His shot no good. Out of bounds off of Deion Nesmith. So it will remain with the Colonials. Deion Nesmith is 6-for-6 from the floor. He's 5-of-5 from 3. He's got 17.
And Deion Nesmith, not really known to be an offensive juggernaut. He's just one of those, he's got a beautiful looking shot, by the way, and I think as he keeps playing basketball, he's going to get more consistent.
Lucky Jones gets Robert Morris's first field goal in the second half. It comes with 4:15 to go as Monmouth now on top 48-36.
And Deion's a guy that really plays hard, plays great D, battles, rebounds, dives on the floor. If you can get his shot going, wow.
Steele has it between the circles, 18 on the shot clock for Mamet. They'll go right wing. Myers Kitt, they now work it right to left. Ed Waite left wing will drive around Thompson, lose it momentarily. He gets it back. Tries to go to Tillotson, ball out of bounds, off of Austin Tillotson. It'll go over to Robert Morris.
And that's Ed Waite. He's forcing that right there. He doesn't need to force. He forces the ball, gets caught in the corner with a man on him, and now he's got to try to pass out of it. Austin Tillotson ends up. Did he get called for a foul on that? I think Austin Tillotson got called for a foul, so that's going to be his third.
No foul. Unless they didn't put up on the board yet.
Okay.
I think it was just a substitution. Deion Nesmith will take a seat. Phil will come back into the game.
All right, they didn't call a foul. I thought he pushed him a little bit out of bounds, but I guess they said off of White.
Robert Morris ball.
Lawrence Bridges checks back in for Robert Morris. 13:38 to go second half. Have a whistle away from the ball. It'll go on Ed Waite. This is Ed's third foul. And you're right, you know, and you've made the point before. After a certain time, it's not the officials. You're just fouling.
Yeah, they're I mean, he was holding them.
For no reason. It didn't affect the play. And Dion will get off the bench. He'll go in. You think for Ed Waite. Next whistle. Herman will go to Lucky Jones. Around a ball screen, top of the key from Thompson. He'll go to Brandon Herman now on the right wing. They set Thompson up on the block down low. His shot, no good. Steele battles Bridges for the rebound off of Robert Morris. Waite will take a seat. Ed Waite, that is. Nesmith back in. Hopefully that little 8-second timeout didn't cool Deion's hot hand down.
And now Ed goes to the bench, so Phil, obviously the five. Mike Myers will have to slide down to the four and play a bit of a bigger guy in Bridges.
13:10 to go in the second half. It's 48-36 Monmouth. Outscoring Robert Morris 17-3 here in the second half. Make it 19-3. Phil Waite slams it home, the big man.
And that's a nice play that the Hawks run, trying to get Phil Waite in isolation down low. Thompson got caught fronting, had no help on the backside. Lob pass for a dunk.
Thompson tries to answer. He can't. Gets his offensive rebound. Put back, no good. But Elijah Thompson is fouled.
Elijah Thompson giving it to his teammates, it looks like, too, as he's, I think, a little angry that he was fronting the big guy and he had no help over the top.
50-36, Monmouth now leads. 12:47 to go, second half.
And the Hawks are really executing now, Eddie. They're moving the ball. They're getting the ball down low to Phil Waite. Austin Tillotson driving, making some things happen. Some extra passes, setting up some open threes. Hawks really executing in the half court. Jesse Steele with three threes in this second half, if I'm not mistaken. So the Hawks really getting some open looks, and they're making some plays, taking some opportunities, and knocking shots down, and that's great to see.
Elijah Thompson goes 2 of 2 from the line, as Velton Jones is checked back in, as well as Mike McFadden. MU up 50-38. We're 40 seconds away from the under 12 media timeout. Top of the key, it's Austin Tillotson for Monmouth. Over to Steele on the left wing with 20 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Myers hit. He'll get to the lane. Mike will leave down low for Phil Waite. Phil lost it out of bounds. It will remain Hawks ball.
Nice play from Mike Myers, too. Had a defender running at him. Was able to catch, go into the lane and create. Dish off to Phil Waite. Nice defensive play to strip it out. 17 seconds on the shot clock.
12:28 to go in the game. Tillotson will inbound to Phil Waite. They go top of the key, Nesmith. Deion almost lost it to Jones, but he gets it back. There's 10 on the shot clock. Steele. Pumps it a three. Top of the key, Nesmith. He'll take the three. He'll knock it down again. Dion's got 20. Let's go.
Dion Nesmith is on fire.
53-38. You could see it when he shoots it. It's a different confidence from Dion.
Oh, he's definitely feeling it right now.
Herman will try to answer for Robert Morris. He has Steele on him. Top of the key, Velton Jones. Tough catch. He'll get into the lane. Lean in. Shot. No good. Batted ball. Out of bounds. Who'd it go off of? No one knows. They say off of Monmouth. And that'll be Robert Morris' ball. That'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. 11:51 to go, second half. MU up 15. And we'll step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, rosters, stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
11:51 to go in the second half. Monmouth leads Robert Morris 53-38. The Hawks on a humongous second half run. They scored 29 all first half. Well, they've got almost that many in the first 9 minutes here in the second half. Steve Mazzaz, Eddie Acapetti here with your court side. And Steve, MU shooting the lights out right now.
Shooting the lights out, and what a crowd and what an atmosphere we got in the house tonight here, Eddie.
It's been great thus far. We'll see if MU can close the deal out. A lot of game left. Lucky Jones swings it for Velton Jones. His floater is blocked from behind. Loose ball on the ground. Out of bounds. It will remain with Robert Morris.
Edway did a great job right there. Velton Jones ripped through on the right side. Went to the baseline. Edway fought through a couple, fought through some traffic. Was able to step up and help on the Velton Jones drive.
18 on the shot clock, 11:34 to go in the game. As Anthony Myers will inbound. He gets it into Bridges. Now Velton Jones, swing it. No, don't swing it in the corner. Lucky Jones was wide open. That's anticipatory play-by-play. Jones still has it on the left wing. He goes top of the key. Myers, there's 8 on the shot clock. He'll cross over on Steele. Myers, nice look down low to McFadden, who lays it in.
That's just a nice play by Myers, getting into the lane, drawing the defense, and then dishing off for a lay-in.
Myers, another one of these young players, a sophomore from Shelton, Connecticut. Jesse Steele drives. He kicks it out. Now Myers kit open for three. No good. Side iron.
And Mike Myers has to know that one more pass, Deion Nesmith is wide open, and he's been on fire the whole game.
Instead, Robert Morris with the extra pass. Velton Jones for three. That's good. And that's why they're that good, as it's now 53-43. Great timeout here by Coach Rice with 10:50 to go here in the second half. And that right there is the antithesis of why these records are flip-flop. RMU makes the extra pass. They hit the shot. Mike Myers' kit does it to the hot guy, and MU misses.
And Coach Rice is talking to Mike Myers right now. Deion Nesmith was wide open, and that's it's team basketball. You know, it's knowing what's going on in the game. It's having a feel for the game. And Mike's been playing good. It's not to get on Mike, but he's got to make that pass. It's one extra pass. Deion's got an open look at a three, who is on fire right now in this game. And then you come back on the other end and give up a three. So Robert Morris cuts into the lead, now only down 10. See if the Hawks can come back and get a good possession here.
So as MU won the first 5 minutes of the second half, now Robert Morris trying to win the next five and get further back into this game. It's 53-43, 10:50 to go in the second half. MU still doing a fantastic job defensively. They've held Robert Morris to 10 points through the first 10 minutes of this half.
They are doing a very good job defensively. Now Velton Jones is going to try to keep getting that going and get some confidence after that shot. See if the Hawks can slow him down.
Ed Waite will now bring it up court. Emmy with a 3-on-2. Ed all the way, lays it in.
Ed Waite with the little Euro step, looking like Ginobili. Nice play from Ed Waite in transition, taking advantage of Robert Morris trying to press.
Emmy will now drop back 2-3 zone. There's the man they have to locate. Velton Jones, right wing. They swing it right to left. Myers has it at the elbow. It's McFadden. He'll make a move on Ware. His shot, no good, but he'll be called for a travel.
I think Marcus Ware got away with a little reach in there and some body. I think he's got to try to play D without reaching in. I think he got away with one there, but McFadden called for another walk. I don't think he walked. And I don't think he walked the time before either. I thought he just jump stopped, but.
Well, and then you could swing it back the other way, and Monmouth fortunate that Ed didn't get called for, as you say, the Euro stop. As Karan Williams will check back in, as well as Elijah Thompson. I have to ask him why he doesn't just go for Elijah. Just get rid of that pesky first letter. Nesmith has it for Monmouth. The Hawks up 12 with the ball. We are midway through the second half. Jesse Steele top of the key, 18 on the shot clock. He'll dribble over to the right wing with 12. Top of the key, Deion Nesmith. Deion will dribble all the way over to the left wing. He'll go top of the key, Ed Waite. Loose ball on the floor. Bodies dive. Can't see who has it. Still a loose ball. 3 on the shot clock. I believe they call a jump ball situation. That jump ball will keep it with Monmouth, but there's only 3 seconds on the shot clock now. I don't think we get any kind of reset.
Nope.
So Monmouth will have to get a shot off in those 3 seconds. 9:47 to go, second half.
You know, Hawks run a lot of good stuff on the baseline out of bounds, and I think they're benefiting now that the ball will be taken out of baseline out of bounds instead of the sideline out.
Inbounds to Steele. Jesse will try to get his own shot off. Layup is up. No good. Blocked. And Thompson pulls it down. He'll give to Belton Jones. He'll get a high ball screen. Pull from three straight away. It's good.
That is terrible defense from Will Campbell. You cannot go under a ball screen if Belton Jones has the ball. That is terrible defense, Eddie. I'm sorry.
And it's bad because we knew as soon as he got through that he was going to hit the shot.
You can't go under ball screens. You just can't do it, especially against one of the best guards in the league. You have to go over the top.
Lucky Jones called for a foul back the other way on Ed Waite. It's 55-46, Monmouth with 9:20 to go. Herman checks back in. You can go under ball screens. You just do it against guys who can't shoot.
Exactly.
If you can shoot it, you got to go over it. Inbounds to Ed Waite. Ed catches at the elbow. He's fouled by Belton Jones. That's his third foul.
I like Belton Jones.
He's tough.
I like a lot of guys on their team.
I know.
I like Lucky Jones. I like Belton Jones. He's a tough player.
Smart player, too, normally.
Smart player, good player. Can do it all. Strong.
A lot of attributes. Marcus Ware will go top of the key. Jesse Steele, MU with a fresh shot clock at 9:10 to go here.
And Ed Waite's posting with a guy in front of him. You got to swing to the top and look high-low.
Campbell drives, gives it to Ed. Ed shot, no good, but he's fouled by Elijah Thompson, who picks up his third foul. And they actually tried to go Belton Jones on Ed Waite that possession, really daring Ed to get it in the block.
And he was getting fronted on the post. And if the ball's on the wing and the post guy's getting fronted, you got to look to swing to the top of the key, let the post guy seal. Something that the Hawks don't do very well, I think, is hold their seal and try to go high-low with it. And Ed catching that pass, going up strong, really drawing the foul. Elijah Thompson really challenged it up there.
Ed at the foul line. MU up 9, now 10. 56-46. Bridges will come back in. .904 to go, second half. I'll tell you, Ed doesn't have a great stat line, but he's not playing bad tonight as he hits the second free throw as well.
I like when Ed Waite gets extended minutes, and I think he's in a good role right now where when he was coming off the bench, he was able to relax, try to stay out of foul trouble. He started tonight, but I think good things happen when Ed's on the court.
Belton Jones kicks it over to Myers. Into the corner, Williams for three. In and out, no good. And Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Nesmith in transition. Dion will pull for three. Heat check shot. Oh, he hit it anyway. It's a long two, but it's all good for Dion.
Dion is on fire right now. There was a practice last year where Dion didn't miss in practice. And, you know, at the time it was Coach Callaway. And every time Dion hit a shot, Coach Callaway just kind of shook his head because he knew Dion was ineligible. And it was killing him that he wasn't able to get on the court. Now he's really doing it in the game.
Anthony Myers will answer with a three of his own. And that puts the Monmouth lead back to 59-49. Nesmith is going toe-to-toe with Belton Jones. Dion's got 22, and he's calling for the ball. You like that?
Like, great to see him with confidence.
Campbell has it, top of the key. He'll go to Marcus Ware. Now Steele will get around his man. Leave it for Dion Nesmith. Dion, step back. Goes to Steele. They swing it to Tillotson. Austin drives, kicks it out to Campbell. They go down low, Marcus Ware. Marcus, shot up, no good, but a blocking foul will be called on Lawrence Bridges.
Nice strong move there from Marcus. He posted. Was able to catch it in traffic, make a strong dribble move to the basket, go up strong and get fouled.
With exactly 8 minutes to go in the second half, Marcus Ware will have two free throws. Bridges picks up his third foul. Nobody has four, but a lot of players on both sides have three as Marcus will go to the line to try to build on this 10-point Monmouth advantage. The Mac, which has been so loud tonight, goes very silent for Marcus. Steadies himself. His first one, no good. Rim, backboard, and then off the rim again. One more coming. I'd like to remind you, stay tuned post-game. Coach Rice will join us. Sometimes a little later than normal as the ball is missed. Batted around. Bridges pulls it down. And now Jones will bring it up. Next whistle gets us the under-8 media timeout.
And that turns into an empty possession for the Hawks.
Melton Jones around a screen, top of the keys, double team, kicks it out. Myers open for three. He banked it in. Two in a row for Anthony Myers. It's only a seven-point game.
And you know what? Sometimes that happens. That was good defense. You had a guy running out at Myers. He's not one of the main scorers on Robert Moore, so him taking a shot isn't bad. He just knocked it down.
And then back the other way, Jesse Steele threw it away, trying to go down low for Marcus. So we'll go to the under 8 media timeout. 7:30 on the clock. Monmouth on top, but only by 7 now. 59-52, as we'll step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Back courtside at the MAC. Monmouth on top 59-52 with 7:30 to go in the second half. And on this run that Deion Nesmith's on, 8 of 8 from the floor, 7 of 7 from 3. Or he's still 6 of 6 from 3. That second one a long two. I had to ask the sports information staff, what's the Monmouth record? Most threes without a miss. So
yeah.
We got him digging around.
I'd be interested to find it out, too. I wonder if probably one of the prime candidates to have that record would be Dave Calloway.
Him, maybe Decky DeLeach.
Your boy.
Chris Kenny. Decky was 6'6", and he didn't miss from three.
Decky was one heck of a player.
Robert Morris ball. Myers will go for a third three. Oh, he's on fire! Anthony Myers!
And you know, good teams are not gonna go down easy. And they're a good team. They're going to give you their best shot. The Hawks have to step up and make some plays and get some stops.
It's 59-55 now. Jesse Steele pumps it a three. He goes in the corner to Austin Tillotson. Down low, Marcus Ware. Marcus backs down, goes up top to Austin, pull up two. Oh, he knocked it down from the left elbow. That's a confident shot.
That's a big shot, too, from the freshman Austin Tillotson. As Robert Morris is really trimming this lead down, big shot.
Myers will go down low. Lucky Jones, he's blocked and fouled on the way to the basket.
And now Robert Morris has it going offensively. The Hawks are really going to have to buckle down, get some stops here. Robert Morris getting some open looks now.
The only problem with Deion, he's got four now. And with 6:35 to go and MU nursing a six-point lead, Lucky Jones will go to the foul line. Jones' first free throw is good. Ed Waite and Phil Waite check back in. Marcus Ware and Deion Nesmith will take a seat.
You know, one of the big plays in this game now, Eddie, is I'm starting to think it was Mike Myers not making the extra pass and going to Deion. If he makes that extra pass, and, you know, right now Deion, the trend for Deion is that he's made all his shots. So if he makes that extra pass and Deion makes that open shot, the Hawks go up 16. Instead, no extra pass, empty possession. Robert Morris makes a three, cuts it to 10. Big swing. Now down four.
Yeah, Jones hits them both, 61-57. Under 6:30 to go now. Ed Waite will go to the basket. Tough shot, no good. A bad shot. McFadden with the rebound. Robert Morris back the other way.
Now, I do think Ed Waite got hit on that move, but sometimes you don't get bailed out when you force.
Jones kicks it into the corner to Lucky Jones. He'll pick up his dribble. Down low, Thompson. He tries to skip it over to Myers, and Steele tipped it away. 20 on the shot clock. It will remain with the Colonials. Starting to feel like a playoff game.
This is great.
6:06 to go here in the second half. MU on top, 61-57. Robert Morris has been very good in close games. MU hasn't been in that many. As Jones around a screen, floater in the lane, got it to go.
And that's another tough play right there. Velton Jones has really had his way with Austin Tillotson, plus the high ball screen where Phil Waite has to hedge out. That's tough when Phil has to really hedge against Velton Jones, one of the best players in the league.
MU now only up by a deuce, 5:38 to go, second half.
I think when they go ball screen with Velton Jones that you're going to have to trap that ball screen and make him give it up.
Keep an eye on that as Jesse Steele between the circles for Mahmoud. Six on the shot clock. Around a ball screen from Phil Wade. Jesse picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Campbell with two. Will, nowhere to go. Tillotson didn't get it off. Shot clock violation. And that is a huge momentum swing for Robert
And
Morris.
You hear the Robert Morris side over there really appreciating that defensive possession, because that was a great defensive possession by Robert Morris, and that's what they do, and that's why they're back into this game. They're getting stops, and they're starting to make shots, and, you know, this is going to be one heck of a finish, Eddie.
The Colonials can tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. 5:10 to go in the second half. Anthony Myers around a screen. Nice move in the lane. Lefty shot. Good! We're tied at 61, and Anthony Myers has all 11 of his points in the last 6 minutes or so.
And this is... And you said something about the records and why the records are the way they are for these two teams. And you have a really good team in Robert Morris, and you have a young building team in Monmouth. And that really good veteran team is not going to go down easy. And when they started going, getting it going, the Hawks have to really execute not only offensively but defensively. And now Velton Jones is getting into the lane, and Myers is getting into the lane. And now they have their confidence back, and now that's going to make their shots go in more because they're shooting confident shots. We saw Will Campbell go under a screen at the high pick and roll. Will Campbell goes under a screen. It's little things like that that you have to do better against teams like this to take a lead and hold on to a lead.
I know it's not worth mentioning now, but we should, that the previous high for threes made without a miss was 5 by Decky back in 2007 against St. Francis. So Dion right now, if he doesn't miss a three, would have a school record as he's 6-for-6. He's also 8-of-8. The school record for most field goals made without a miss, 9-for-9, Blake Hamilton, back in 2004. MU now, however, just needs any lead. Phil Waite will give MU a two-point lead with a jump hook.
That's a big shot from Phil Waite, too. Jesse was kind of stuck in the air, threw it up to Phil. He turned strong, confident, over that left shoulder and put it down.
MU on top, 63-61, 4:35 to go, second half. Myers, right wing, he's been great here in the second half. Jones, back to Myers, pump fakes, down low Thompson. Hits a cutting McFadden who ties the game at 63.
I love that no call right there. As Mike Myers tried to step in and take a charge, and there was a no call on it. I love it. The refs letting him play.
4:10 to go, second half. This has been a fantastic game.
And McFadden was diving from the high post. Myers tried to step in. And now you get a moving screen on Ed Waite.
And Ed Waite seems to get that called on him at least once or twice a game, as Ed now has 4.
And that turns into an empty possession. And that's another thing, too. Empty possessions in games like this end up haunting you. Marcus Ware went to the foul line a few minutes ago after a nice strong move. He missed both foul shots. That's an empty possession. Ed Waite gets called for a moving screen. No shot attempt, no points. That's another empty possession. And Robert Morris has all the momentum right now.
We're tied at 63, but the Colonials on a run of their own. Under 4 now. Jones will dribble around the top of the key, into the lane. Leader, no good. Phil Waite with a huge rebound to Jesse Steele in transition. Jesse, Dion, he'll try another three. No good. And the ball is fought for and won by Austin Tillotson. Huge offensive rebound, and MU will run some offense.
Nice job by Austin Tillotson. Huge offensive rebound on the weak side.
Steele will go to Mike Myers' kit in the left baseline. Mike gets cut off by McFadden. Picks up his dribble. Goes down low, Phil Waite. Phil. Spins baseline side, gets free, lays it in. MU on top, 65-63.
What a move by Phil Waite as he faked to the middle, spun to the baseline side, really faked out Elijah Thompson.
And us.
And gets a layup. Hawks up 2, 3 minutes to go.
3 minutes to go. Listen to the math. 2:55 left. Velton Jones, an NBA three. Oh, he hit it! What an answer by Velton Jones!
I'm not going to be overcritical here, Eddie. Oh, I am going to be. You can't let Velton Jones get a shot attempt. I know he's far away, but you can't let their best player even attempt a shot.
Steele will try to answer. No good. In and out on a three. Batted ball. Loose ball. Lucky Jones pulls it down. 2:30 to go. RMU up by one.
The math very loud.
How about that shot by Velton Jones? That was from 28 feet.
Yeah.
Around a ball screen from Thompson. Jones turns the corner. Lucky Jones for three. In and out. Phil Waite, another big rebound. Outlet pass to Tillotson. He'll battle Myers for it. Myers steals it. Awful pass from Phil. Back the other way. Myers still got a hand on it. Velton Jones, another three. No good, an air ball. Lucky Jones pulls it down, and he's fouled down low.
That's going to be Dion's fifth foul. He's going to be fouled out. Phil Waite gets a big offensive rebound, and then he throws it away. And again, this is you just can't make these mistakes in these kind of games. Possessions are so valuable. It would have been a great play, obviously, if Austin would have been able to catch it in transition. But you know what? You got to get shots. You got to get good possessions. Phil Waite has to get that ball. He's got to call a point guard to come over and get the ball. And then you got to run half-court offense.
We've reached the under four media. 1:58 to go in the game. Robert Morris on top, 66-65. We'll step out for 30 seconds and bring it back for the conclusion of Mammoth and Robert Morris. It's been a great college basketball game, and it's right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
1:58 to go, and what has been just an absolutely entertaining and enjoyable college basketball game here at the MAC on campus at Mammoth University. Robert Morris leads the Hawks 66-65. But Steve, this has been exciting. It's been up and down, and it's been really entertaining to broadcast.
It's been a great college basketball game. The Hawks always play so good here at home. They got out to a 13-point lead in the second half after being down four. Robert Morris fights back. Now Robert Morris up one after a huge three from Velton Jones. Now Lucky Jones is going to go to the line. 1:58 to go. Mammoth down one. Lucky Jones going to the line for 1-1.
RMU up by a point. There's some confusion now. Some kind of substitution confusion.
Lucky Jones shoots 85% from the foul line.
What doesn't he do right?
He's going to be a good one.
Will Campbell has checked in for Dion Nesmith, who has fouled out. Marcus Ware's back in for Ed Waite.
Velton Jones has 28 points.
1-1 for Lucky Jones. He missed it front iron. Tillotson and him battle for the rebound. Jones wins out. And Robert Morris with another possession.
One of the most frustrating plays in basketball, getting a missed foul shot, not being able to come up with the rebound.
Velton Jones guarded by Tillotson around a screen from Thompson. And we have a whistle. I believe it'll be an offensive foul on Robert Morris.
Wow.
They call Elijah Thompson for an illegal screen. What a huge call.
Big call right there. Elijah Thompson. And then he fouls out on that call.
Wow.
What a big call right there. And The Hawks actually on the receiving side of a beneficial call.
They get the beneficial, or they get the benefit of the call, but Anthony Myers checks in for him, and he's been dead on here in the second half.
Yeah, he's been shooting well.
He'll guard Tillotson, who's between the circles with a right-hand dribble. Cross-court find. Nicholas open for three. No good. Back iron. And Caron Williams pulls it down. Oh, I love that. Nicholas hasn't played all second half.
I know, and ooh, but he had an open look.
We have a whistle. Robert Morris will take a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. 66-65, they lead with 1:23 to go in the second half. We'll keep the action right here courtside at the back. Robert Morris up by one. I like the timeout from Coach Toole for a settle down, Steve.
Absolutely.
But we know what they're going to do. High ball screen with Belton Jones.
Most likely, yes. And if you're the Hawks, you cannot let Belton Jones beat you here. I know Myers has gotten it going. Lucky Jones has gotten it going a little bit. But you cannot let Belton Jones beat you in this situation. He's got 28 points in this game. He really got it going later in the second half. He hit a huge three from about 26, 28 feet away. You can't let Belton Jones beat you. So if he gets a ball screen, I think the Hawks have to trap it and get the ball out of his hands. If he's got the ball at the way at the top of the key or right over half court, then you, maybe you run a double team at him. The problem is that Myers has got it going a little bit. So if Myers gets a look, you have to make sure you run at him and not give him an open look.
1 minute, 23 seconds left here in what's been, it's really been a great second half. Robert Morris leads by a point, 66-65. I tell you, you love the energy in the building.
The energy
tonight
here is great. We just got a attendance figure of over $2,000, which is great. And what an atmosphere here tonight. And, you know, people want to come and see great basketball. People want to see energetic, fun basketball. And they're seeing it here tonight.
Again, a lot of credit goes out to the folks from Oceanport who came out. The MU class of 2016. And they now see Belton Jones, surprise, surprise, have the basketball. Between the circles, crosses over on Tillotson. Jones will try to go all the way. Floater, no good. A whistle before that. And I believe they call Tillotson for some kind of foul with the body with 1:11 to go.
That's a tough call right there on Austin Tillotson. I thought he played really good D on Belton Jones. Belton Jones kind of with the runner got stuck in the air a little bit. They called a foul on Tillotson. I think that was a tough call.
1-1 for Belton Jones. Tillotson just not as strong as Jones. He kind of bounced off of him. Jones, you can hear how loud it's getting. His free throw is no good. Oh, they call it in the act of shooting. I thought, Steve, with how early it was called, it
sure
would have been on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think Jones got a beneficial call. Misses the first foul shot, though. He's a good foul shooter. He hasn't shot great from the line in this game, though.
It is loud in here.
It is loud in here. Jones' second free throw is good. It's a 67-65 lead now for Robert Morris. Steele, who has a cut on his head, is rocking some kind of bandage, will cross the timeline. This is a full, oh no, a 30-second timeout.
Well, Eddie, now, you know, the Hawks, really, one of the major issues with Monmouth right now is that who is the go-to guy when you need a basket? And they're down two right now. There's a minute left. We know who Robert Morris's go-to guy is because he's been filling it up all night. The Hawks really lack that go-to guy. It seems to be somebody different every night. And right now, in a situation like this, the lack of that guy really see it, you know? And who's going to be that guy right now on the floor? Deion Nesmith was that guy throughout the whole game. He was the guy that kind of was on fire all game. He's fouled out. So now who do you go to?
I think it has to be Jesse Steele.
I think Jesse Steele's going to try to get a ball screen. Hopefully he's going to get one going to his right hand. Maybe he can try to get to the rim or dish it to somebody for a shot.
1 minute to go. They go Nicholas right elbow. He'll make a strong move. Off the window and good.
And they hit Nicholas at the elbow. He faked the hand off to Jesse Steele. Then he turned to his left hand, his strong hand, and finished. A lot of shots going to Nicholas late in the game, and he knocks it down that time.
45 seconds left. We're all tied at 67. Belton Jones will get around Tillotson. Double team, picked up his dribble. Top of the key, Caron Williams, three, no. Rebound, loose ball, who's got it? Robert Morris pulls it down, but they stepped out of bounds. Lucky Jones on the end line. And with 36 seconds to go, Steve, MU has a shot to win it.
And there's 36 seconds to go. There's a one-second differential on the shot clock. Monmouth has to take the last shot of the game here. If you're down, you go right after it. It's tied. You take the last shot of the game. The worst you can do is overtime.
There's a one-second differential between the shot and the game clock. Austin Tillotson between the circles. It'll be Jesse Steele now. You've got to think this might be Steele's game to win. 20 now.
I would run the same play that they ran before. Get Jesse the ball. Have him set up the offense. Nice job from Coach Rice calling the timeout here.
I would
look for that same play. It was great because you throw it to Nicholas on the right elbow. Jesse comes for it like he's going to get a handoff. You fake it to him. The whole defense went that way. And then Nicholas turned to his left hand and scored. I'd run the same play.
The shot clock says 14. The game clock says 14.8. Monmouth will have a chance to win this game here as Coach Rice took a 60-second timeout. And you're welcome for this song choice. That's right. My day job, I put this in the computer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. The best thing is the song that's playing, those kids here from 2016.
I have no idea.
They have no idea. They're like, yeah, this new song is great.
Yeah.
14.8 left.
What a game, Eddie. What a great crowd. A great atmosphere. Showboat and Finkel have it going. This is one heck of a game. And this would be huge for the Hawks. Huge for their momentum the rest of the way. It would be great if the Hawks could pull this out. They have to get a good possession here in the last 14 seconds of the game. Get a good look at it. And it has to be the last shot of regulation.
Again, for accuracy's sake, 0.8 seconds separate the game and the shot clock. Monmouth will take the court with Nicholas, Steele, Ware, Myers, Kitt, and Tillotson. Monmouth has a chance to win it. If they do, this place will be deafening. Jesse grabs it with 13. 10 seconds to go. He'll go around a double high ball screen. It'll be staggered with 5. Steele with Belton Jones on him. Jesse for the win. No, it's short. Lucky Jones rebound. Overtime. We will go. Wow, what a game.
What a game. And Jesse comes off the double screen at the top of the key. I don't know. I was really focused on Jesse. I didn't know if he had anybody. He kind of took an off-balance fadeaway shot on the right wing. Not the greatest shot in the world, but they got a shot attempt from Jesse Steele, who had a good second half. Just came up a little short. He had to fade away. Now we go to overtime.
It's kind of fitting that this game, which was back and forth early, Robert Morris then took a little bit of a lead. They had a 4-point advantage at halftime. MU's lead swelled to as much as 15 with 12:20 to go in the second half. But then credit the Colonials, the champions that they have been in the past, for battling back. Belton Jones has an unconscionable 29 in this game. None bigger than that 25-footer. And now this game will go to an extra 5 minutes, all tied at 67.
And, Eddie, this is, overtime is funny because I fear for the Hawks that if they don't score first, that they're going to be in trouble. And I hate saying that. I hate being kind of a negative Nancy. But it seems like the team who scores first in overtime just has the upper hand and really puts pressure on the other team. So I'm hoping that the Hawks can kind of draw off this momentum, draw off the crowd, draw off the energy, and try to take it right to Robert Morris in this overtime. If they don't get the ball first, they got to get a stop. They got to stop Belton Jones. Same thing. Don't let Belton Jones beat you. Trap the ball screen. Run a double team at him. Make somebody else make a shot. And then on offense, they got to execute, get a good look. What a game.
Deion Nesmith, the Monmouth High scorer with 22, not available. He fouled out. It'll be Steele, Myers, Kitt, Tillotson, Ware, and Nicholas. Ware jumps it up with McFadden, and it's won by McFadden. He's joined by Belton Jones, Caron Williams, Anthony Myers, and Lucky Jones. 5 minutes of free basketball.
And I know this is the first possession of overtime, but I think it's a big possession for momentum.
Jones around a high ball screen. MU double teams. He keeps his dribble alive. Leaves it for Myers. Left-hand dribble to the foul line. He'll pull it back out. 15 on the shot clock.
And now Tillotson has to do his best to not let Jones get the ball back.
Myers goes right around Nicholas. Leaves one down low. McFadden. Wave it off. Offensive foul on Robert Morris. Credit Ware for sticking his head in.
And Marcus Ware steps up, takes the charge, gets above the restricted area. Anytime a guy jumps in the air to make a pass and he collides into a defender, it's most likely going to be called a charge. That's an easy call for an official. Credit Marcus Ware. Off ball, big play right there as Myers broke down the defense.
4:25 to go now. No one has scored yet in overtime. Steal, right wing. They go down low to Marcus Ware. He's got McFadden on him. Marcus backs into him. Goes down low to Red. Reverse layup is blocked. What a play by Lucky Jones. Robert Morris now back the other way. Myers will leave for Velton Jones. Pumps it a deep three. Now we'll get Myers kid in the air. Floater up. No good, but a foul called.
And that's just Velton Jones being a really good player and getting into the lane and making something happen. Marcus Ware had a great pass. Great interior look by Marcus Ware. Bringing the double, dropping it off to Andrew Nicholas. Looked like Nicholas got hit a little bit, but no call. He might have been better off going to the reverse. Now Velton Jones gets into the lane.
Jones will try to get overtime's first point. 67, all 4:06 to go, second half. And he missed his first free throw.
Velton Jones has really struggled from the line in this game. He's 9 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 11 from 3, and now 5 of 9 from the foul line. He's got 29 points on the night.
If he hits this free throw, give him an even 30. Give it to him. 68-67, 4:06 to go, second half.
Let's see if the Hawks can come up with another good possession. They got a good shot last time down. See if they can go inside the post again to Marcus Ware.
Mike Myers' kick will leave for Steele on the right wing. Jesse gets into the lane. Kicks one out to Nicholas, but wave off his made shot. We have two foul calls. One official had a charge. One had a block. And I believe the offensive foul is going to win out.
And it was a charge, Jen. Same thing on the other end where Myers jumped in the air to pass. Same thing with Jesse. He got called for a charge. They ran a play for Jesse Steele coming from underneath the basket, coming around the screen. He had an open look. Mike Myers didn't give him a good pass. He kind of fumbled it. He was forced to try to drive to the basket. Gets called for a charge.
Robert Morris will try to build on a one-point lead. Jones has it left wing with Tillotson on him. 15 on the clock. Around a ball screen from McFadden. Jones will turn the corner at the elbow. Kick it out. Myers, another three on the way. Oh, he knocked it down. Anthony Myers is a stone-cold shooter.
And that's, again, Myers gets the look because of Velton Jones. And something that Velton Jones does very well is that he's very under control around screens. And he changes speeds very well. So he comes around the screen, then he changes speeds to get into the lane. Right when he stops, and then the hedger thinks he's not going to drive anymore because he stops, the hedger leaves, and then Velton Jones changes speeds and gets into the lane. Got into the lane, drew the defense. Nobody ran at Myers, who's been on fire, and he knocks it down. This is huge possession for the Hawks.
Robert Morris up 71-67, 3:15 to go. That was an inadvertent whistle, no timeout taken. Nicholas, right elbow, tried to bounce it to Ware down low. It's intercepted by Williams. To Myers, jump stop in the lane. He's fouled by Tillotson. And Anthony Myers, who has owned this second half, will have two free throws coming. And Robert Morris, Steve, already up four.
And this is where the talent, the experience has really shown in this overtime as Robert Morris getting good possessions, now getting some stops, getting some turnovers. Myers going to the line for two.
He's got two with 3:04 to go. He hits the first one. It's a five-point Colonial lead. Ed Waite in, Andrew Nicholas out. Anthony Myers with 15 points. I believe all in the second half. Oh, yeah. He didn't take a shot in the first half. His second free throw also good. Just a sophomore. RMU now up by six.
Ed Waite back into the ball game. We'll see if he can get involved. The shot goes up. He's got Velton Jones on him.
Steal around a ball screen from Marcus Ware. Picks up his dribble, and he leaves to Velton Jones. Jones in transition. One-on-one with Myers Kitt. Layup good. It's 75-67 Colonials. 2:45 to go.
And unfortunately, it's kind of like a broken record for the Hawks. Just making some poor decisions here in overtime against a really good team. Hawks now down 8.
Tillotson will go in the corner. Myers Kitt pumps it a 3. Pulls up for a mid-range 2. No good. Offensive rebound, Ed Waite. He gets the stick back. MU will now have to pressure up full. Down 75-69. 2:18 to go. No need to foul. They just have to play defense.
They need to get stops.
Myers gets free. They go to Caron Williams. Now Velton Jones. It'll be a timeout for Coach Andy Toole. He'll take that timeout with his team leading 75-69. It's a full timeout with 2:11 to go. We'll step out for 30 seconds. We'll come back with Robert Morris holding a 6-point lead and 2:11 on the clock on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
We are in overtime at the Multi-Purpose Activity Center on campus at Monmouth University, where the Hawks trail Robert Morris 75-69. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering an overtime affair. Phil, we apologize for the free basketball, but it's been exciting, and it's been lively in here tonight. But Steve, MU down 6, in need of a huge stop here.
They need a stop, and another great timeout by Andy Toole there, really knowing that if Robert Morris gets a bucket on this possession, this game is going to be very tough for the Hawks to come back in. He calls timeout, probably drew up a play there to settle his team down. Big stop for the Hawks.
Myers will run the point. Tillotson all over him. Jones will play off of the ball here. 2 minutes to go in overtime number one. Caron Williams free for 3. No good. Short. Marcus Ware pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Ed Waite. Ed, 1-on-3. He'll move on Velton Jones. It's just an awful shot in transition. And Lucky Jones pulls down the rebound.
Oh, that is just not a good shot. Ed Waite out of control in transition. I hate the outlet pass to the middle of the floor, too.
To your four man.
Exactly. You got to get good possession. We saw Phil Waite do the same thing in the second half. Outlet pass that was turned over. Throw an outlet to a point guard and let him get the team into an offense.
Velton Jones, top of the key. 1:20 to go. There's 8 on the shot clock. Jones around a screen, top of the key. Marcus Ware, good hedge. Jones gets free. Leaves Williams open for 3 again. No good. Side iron. Ball tipped. Tipped again, and Marcus Ware pulls it down. It'll be Jesse Steele now. 1:05 to go. MU down 6. Tillotson on the right wing. Left-hand dribble. Top of the key. It's Myers Kitt. MU needs a bucket here. Mike, run a great screen from Ed Waite. Now with Velton Jones on him. Steele left wing. Pulls for a deep 3. No good off the backboard. And it's a loose ball foul on Monmouth's Marcus Ware as we're going back the other way. Marcus has fouled out.
And, you know, it just goes to show you when you really lack that go-to guy, this is the kind of game that it really is evident in. You know, Monmouth really played a really good game in this game, and it's unfortunate that most likely they're going to come out of here with a loss, because they really played an energetic, passionate, tremendous ball game. They did a lot of things right in this game, and then they also did a lot of things wrong to let Robert Morris back in this game and then eventually take the lead in overtime. And it just goes to show you that if you're a young team, you're kind of in a, I don't know if rebuilding is the right word, but things like this are going to happen. Turnovers, bad shots. That's what's kind of hurt Monmouth in this overtime.
McFadden hits the free throw. 76-69. This is actually Robert Morris ties their largest lead of the game. And that's what championship teams do.
Absolutely.
Monmouth had opportunities as they're now up 8. Once it got to overtime, was not to be, apparently. Steele has one knocked out of bounds on an attempt to the rim. With 47.6.
And Velton Jones, Eddie, has 32 points in this game, double his average. And when you have a guy like that who's that talented and that good, it makes it easier for everybody else. You know, Caron Williams has gotten a lot of open looks from three because of Velton Jones. He hasn't been able to make them, but it just makes it easier for everybody else because of how good Velton Jones is.
Austin Tillotson gets loose in the lane. He's called for steps with 42.7 left, and MU down 77-69. This game was tied at 67 in OT, and Robert Morris has outscored the Hawks 10-2 here in the extra session. Lucky Jones will inbound to Velton Jones, who's fouled right away. He'll have a couple of free throws to build on his 32-point performance tonight. He's actually slow to get up. Tillotson now will foul out. That's the third Hawk to foul out, as Max DeLeo will get some time.
Nice story about Max DeLeo in the press from Mr. Tony Graham. Big fan of the walk-ons, Mr. Tony Graham.
He is. Conveniently situated directly to our right here on press row. And I'll tell you, credit the great crowd. They haven't left yet.
It was a great crowd, great energy. The place was rocking, Eddie. It was a great college basketball game. And it's unfortunate that the Hawks are going to come out of here on the bottom end of this, because they really did play a good ball game, and they really fed off the crowd and had a lot of momentum. But, you know, good teams aren't going to go down easy. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Rice has to say about the game when he comes and visits us after the game.
Looking forward to the post-game interview with King. As Jones goes 2 of 2, he's got 34.
Tony, who?
38 seconds left. Steele will try to get a quick two. It's blocked by McFadden. The ball goes into the Monmouth bench off of Robert Morris. 33.6 seconds left here in the game. And, you know, speaking with Coach Andy Toole before the game, just quickly, and just talking to him, he even said it. His team is as inconsistent as any other team. They just seem to have enough players and make enough plays to win games. They've been great in close games. The score won't be indicative of just how close this game was. As Steele will pull from the right elbow, knock it down, 79-71 now. But his team made the necessary number of plays as Coach Rice takes a timeout to get the win. And Steve, this team is successful. They were a last second three away from winning three straight NEC championships. Last year, you remember, we were texting each other during that LAU-RMU game. They had that beautiful out of bounds play drawn up. The shot just didn't go down. And they're a team who's used to winning, who knows how to win. And I think that's the difference right now between these two clubs.
And you're exactly right. They know how to win. They're veteran. They're a veteran group. They have veteran guards, too. You know, I think that means something. Velton Jones is a veteran guard. He's a redshirt junior. Caron Williams is a veteran guard. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he's been in college for 3 years. So, and let's be honest, Velton Jones is the best player on the court. And when you have the best player on the court, and he's making plays, and he's scoring for himself, and he's creating for others, it's making Myers on Robert Morris a lot better, because he's getting open looks off of Velton Jones driving to the basket, and he's making his open looks. And, you know, sometimes that's all it's about, too. Monmouth played very good defense. They fell asleep on some plays in the second half that let Robert Morris get some momentum. And those are some big plays. But you're right. When it's all said and done, Robert Morris knows how to win. They have a go-to guy. Monmouth lacks that, and they don't know how to win right now.
Lucky Jones to inbound the length of the floor with 27.2. He gets it in to McFadden, and he's fouled as Nicholas is checked in. RMU up by 8, 25.6 to go. Monmouth did have a chance to win this game in regulation, tied 67-all. Jesse Steele's shot at the buzzer was no good. Wasn't a great look, but kind of the guy you want taking it.
Yeah, it wasn't a great look, and unfortunately, Eddie, I was kind of zoned in on Jesse, and I don't know if he really had anybody open there. You know, with that lineup on the floor, Jesse is definitely one of the guys you want taking a shot. I just don't know if you want that shot to be a fadeaway 20-footer, but it might have been the best shot he could have got. Again, we'd have to go back on tape and see what else he could have gotten. But he did get a shot. He did fade away, but he had a decent look at it.
McFadden goes 1 of 2. It's 80-71, a three-possession game for Robert Morris. Steele pumps it a three, now takes one from straight away. No good. DeLeo keeps the ball alive with Lucky Jones. A foul will, I believe, get called on Velton Jones. So Max DeLeo will have a couple of free throws.
I really like Velton Jones.
And his mannerisms and like his facial movement.
He just asked
so inquisitive.
He just asked the ref, what did I do? But I think he's one heck of a player and really gave it to the Hawks tonight. And, you know, if you're the Hawks, too, you never want to see anybody put up, let alone 20 points on you. Velton Jones put up 30 tonight.
Yeah, he's in the short discussion of player of the year in the league, along with Julian Boyd and Jamal Olasaware at LIU. Is DeLeo...
Ken Horton
goes 0-2. Ken Horton, who we have yet to see. Nicholas gets a stick back to go. 80-73 with 12 seconds now. You know, maybe Latif Rivers, Tyler Murray as DeLeo fouls Velton Jones. We have a few teams yet that we have to see, but you know, for guard play in this conference, for everything, scoring, leadership,
confidence or swag
slash swag. What? Who else do you want than Velton Jones leading his team?
Absolutely.
You know, to throw Jesse Steele in there, when all is said and done, he's the leading scorer for the team. But Velton Jones has been to the NCAA tournament. He knows what it takes. And he'll try to build on a 34-point performance. He'll hit his first free throw, 81-73. And it's bearing a very striking resemblance to the Wagner game, which was so close. Didn't go into overtime. MU ultimately fell in that game by a number that was bigger at 89-79 than it looked, and this game looks just like that.
And the difference in this game, Eddie, is that the Hawks actually got over the hump, and not only did they get over the hump and take a lead, they took a large lead.
Yeah.
And then gave it away.
Credit Robert Morris for a great comeback, as with 5 seconds left, DeLeo will miss a layup. Offensive rebound, put back, no good. And time will expire. And Robert Morris, which was down in this game by, I got to get a more updated stat sheet, Steve. MU had as big of a lead as 15. Went to overtime, and RMU hangs on for an 81-73 win in front of over 2K worth of people here at the MAC on a Saturday night. It's a deflating feeling now, but you can't help but feel somewhat encouraged by how well Monmouth played at home tonight.
They played a really good game, Eddie. It just seems like the Hawks can just can't pull it out. And you made a great point. They just don't know how to win right now. And it's a very frustrating loss. Looking at Coach Rice right now as he walks over to the band for the alma mater. You know he's so disappointed, and because it was right there for the Hawks. And, you know, they were up 13 in the second half, and I really think a big play was the lack of the extra pass to get D on the ball. I know it's nitpicking, and I'll probably ask Coach Rice that, and you know, hopefully he doesn't give me the chapstick swirl.
If we get that, you're done.
But I'll ask Coach Rice about that one, and you know, it is kind of a deflating feeling right now, but you know, there's so many positives to draw out of this game, and there's so many learning experiences and learning lessons to draw out of this game. And Velton Jones, wow, what a game.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we can take away from it, it's that Velton Jones is a gamer.
I think,
and Anthony Myers can play after halftime.
Anthony Myers can play, and Lucky Jones can play. He's young. Caron Williams is a good shooter. They don't really have many bigs with a back-to-the-basket type game, and neither does Wagner.
You think that's going to hurt them against LIU?
I think when it's all said and done, LIU has that more than anybody else in the league. Again, we haven't seen Central yet, and we know they have Ken Horton.
Right.
So I think that's going to hurt Robert Morris and Wagner when it gets to tournament time. But that back-to-the-basket game that LIU brings and that Central Connecticut brings is should be interesting in NEC play. If I had to go Dick Vitale real fast for my list, NEC first team.
Hit me.
After watching Velton Jones, wow.
You got to put him there.
Velton Jones, Latif Rivers. It's probably all these guys that lit up Mama, too, because Latif Rivers really lit up Mama, too.
He did.
Julian Boyd, Ken Horton would be my four right now, and then we'll go from there.
All right. So, okay, an incomplete list.
Incomplete list.
That's fair.
Still we'll early in the semester.
We'll do now. Yeah, but not that early in the season.
Right.
As what we'll do now is we'll step out for a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll look at final game statistics and then take our final break before we bring on Monmouth coach King Rice. And again, what was an up and down, back and forth battle. Credit Robert Morris for a big comeback win. They defeat the Hawks 81-73 in overtime. We'll step out for 2 minutes right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
We appreciate everyone staying with us for really what was a great night of college basketball here in the MAC. Robert Morris beats Monmouth in overtime, 81-73. This game was tied 67-all heading into the extra session. Jesse Steele had a chance to win the game, and MU fell just short tonight. As the Hawks really gave it a great run tonight, Steve, we'll look at stats in a minute, but really, final thoughts again, so close, but Robert Morris showed why they're a champion.
Yeah, and it's just kind of the story of a veteran team that has won before with some really good players, some really talented players. One of the best players in the league in Velton Jones, who really gave it to the Hawks tonight. 10 of 20 from the floor, 6 of 11 from three, including a huge three that put them up one late in the game, when he was probably about 28 feet away. 9 of 14 from the foul line, 35 points, 6 assists, only one rebound, but what a game. Anthony Myers off the bench, 5 of 5 from the floor, 4 of 4 from 3, 2 of 2 from the foul line, 16 points, 3 assists. And Mike McFadden, 3 of 4, 4 of 6 from the line, 10 points, 4 rebounds. They led the way in scoring for Robert Morris. Robert Morris for the game, 23 of 53 from the field for 43%, 12 of 27 from three. They were 6 of 15 in the second half from three and really got it going late in the second half. And then from the foul line, 23 of 34 for 67%. Looking at the Hawks, Deion Nesmith led the way. He was on absolute fire, 8 of 9 from the floor, 6 of 7 from three, 22 points in 24 minutes. 22 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound for Deion Nesmith. And I'm telling you, Eddie, I know this is kind of nitpicking, but I think the lack of the extra pass was a big play in this game. And I feel like I'm nitpicking a little bit, but it's a huge play. It's kind of just that court awareness, that winning awareness, if you will. You know, would Caron Williams make an extra pass to Velton Jones?
He did.
If he's open, I'm sure he would. You know, so you got to make that extra pass to Deion Nesmith, who, you know, the Hawks don't really have a go-to guy, but you know what? He was the guy tonight. He was the go-to guy tonight because he was the one shooting. And I still remember Coach Rice, when he first got the job here at Monmouth, in his press conference, he said, I want my guys to know that if somebody's making shots, pass them the ball. If you're not making shots that night, well, maybe you pass the ball to somebody who is. Or if you're not open, pass it to somebody who's open.
I see Coach Rice surface now, and we'll get his thoughts. Again, 81-73, Robert Morris takes Monmouth down in overtime. This game was 67 apiece heading into the extra session as we now welcome in Monmouth head coach King Rice. And Coach Rice, unfortunately, on the losing end tonight, but taking Robert Morris to overtime, a chance to win late in regulation, ultimately falling. I just want your initial thoughts on the game. It was so well played for so long between both teams.
Well, our kids played extremely hard. We played well enough to win tonight. A whole bunch of guys just really, really, really played well. Robert Morris is one of the teams that have won these games, a lot of these games at the end, and they came in and just kept playing. They got lucky a couple times. They banked in a three, bobbled the ball, got the ball back. A whole bunch of lucky things happened for them. But when you're a good team, you create your own luck.
Coach, what a great effort from the team tonight. And I guess my questions are twofold. Deion Nesmith was phenomenal. He was on fire, really feeling it. Something that we were talking about on the air was, obviously, when a team comes back like that, you can probably nitpick at any play. But Deion's on fire, and he played a great game. And the lack of the extra pass on one of the possessions where Deion was open seemed to be a big play in the game and in their comeback, because on the next possession they hit a three. So that was maybe a six-point swing if you think Deion's going to make that shot. So, but maybe comment on Deion Nesmith and what a great game, even what a great shooting performance he had.
Well, Deion's been in the gym. He's been working extremely hard. I'm very, very happy for Deion. He's making shots. He made them tonight. The play that I would reflect on is I should have ran a better play on the last possession. These kids did everything they were supposed to do. Once in a while, you're going to miss a pass, okay? That wasn't the reason. If I would have called a better play at the end, we win the game. All right? Jesse got a decent look. Their kid just, Jones is a veteran. He was lost on the play. He sees that he's lost. He runs, puts a hand up, and we didn't make it. But if there was one play, I'd say that was the play. Deion played great. All the kids played great. This one hurts because I think I should have got Jesse a better shot.
Coach, just looking again at the final statistics, Deion was great. Velton Jones, 35. You know, Steve and I talked during the game. You have a very balanced offense, which is a great thing. Robert Morris has that guy that they can turn to when they need a big bucket, and that proved to be why they won tonight.
Well, he's obviously that kid. He played so hard when we played him at Robert Morris. He dived over our bench, landed. I thought he broke his leg when we played him over there. The kid never even missed a game. He came in here tonight. He is a tough kid. He made unbelievable shots. Austin Tillotson was guarding him great at the start of the game, and he just made shots. I thought we got a little bit on our heels in the second half while they were making their run. And we just got to get used to playing with a lead. We haven't had many leads, but our kids are going to get used to playing with leads, and we will win more games.
Well, Coach, I'd like to thank you for joining us post-game. We appreciate you taking a few minutes for us. It was a great college basketball game, and just, you know, Steve and I are obviously biased. Unfortunately, our Hawks not able to come up on top, but you should be commended. Tremendous effort by the kids tonight.
Well, they've been getting better, and I take my hat off to Andy and his team. They fought back when we had them down 15 with 9 minutes to go. Jones makes a couple. The one was the bank shot, though. The lucky bank goes in. That misses. And then we get a wide open three from Red when we're down one, wide open in the corner, and it goes in and out. So sometimes you got to be lucky to win these games.
Well, Coach, thank you again for joining us. Good luck next time out when the Hawks have to take to the road to go to Central Connecticut on Thursday. We'll see you then.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Monmouth head coach King Rice joining us post-game. We always appreciate him taking a few minutes to join us. Steve, let's now wrap things up courtside here at the MAC. We will take, again, a final look. Monmouth was led by Deion Nesmith, 22, but Velton Jones, 35, puts Robert Morris in the winning column, 81-73. We'll give one last look around the NEC scoreboard. all these games now final. The big game in Staten Island was won by LIU Brooklyn, 73-63. The other finals, St. Francis, PA, defeating FDU at FDU, 69-63. Sacred Heart shocks Central, 62-61. Quinnipiac gets a win on the road at Bryant, 78-71. And then St. Francis, New York, defeats Mount in Brooklyn, 79-60. Steve, how does Monmouth now move forward? This was an emotionally draining contest to now go on the road and play one of the surprises in the League Central on Thursday.
And you know what? This is this is a tough one for the Hawks. And that, you know, somehow they got to find positives out of this. And I know Coach Rice is going to find a lot of positives, and he should. It was a great performance from the Hawks. And they just seem to have these great performances at home here. And now they have to take that on the road because they've really struggled on the road. And now they've got to take that on the road against Central Connecticut, who is a surprise team, but they've got some talent. You know, Ken Horton's getting some pro looks, and he's getting some pro scouts at his games. At one time, they had three guys at the top of the list for scoring, and all of them were just about 20 a game. So they got some firepower. The Hawks are going to have to bring it defensively, and they're going to have to execute in the half court. And they got to bring it. They got to come with the same energy and passion that they play with here at the MAC, and they got to bring that onto the road and have some better performances on the road.
The next broadcast of Monmouth University basketball on the Shore Sports Network is Thursday, January 26th, when the Hawks take to the road. They will visit New Britain for a 7 p.m. contest with Central Connecticut State University, who lost today to Sacred Heart. Partner, as always, great job.
Eddie, it was a lot of fun. It was a great game. It's too bad the Hawks couldn't come out. They really, you know, it was just a great game, and it's too bad they came out on the losing end. But, again, a lot of positives, a lot of things to draw from, a lot of hope for this program and for the future of Monmouth. And, you can tell Coach Rice is disappointed, but a lot of good came out of this game, and hopefully the Hawks can take this momentum. And I know they don't believe in moral victories, but hopefully they can take this momentum and get some good performances on the road.
Well, great job as always, sir. We'll catch you at a broadcast later this season. A lot of pizzazz the second half of this NEC schedule.
I'm looking forward to it, Eddie. It's always a lot of fun to be here with you, and can't wait for the next one.
Well, I appreciate it as always. We will give our final goodbyes now. Robert Morris defeats Monmouth in overtime, 81-73, here at the MAC on Saturday night. For my broadcast partner, Steve Bizzazz, and Monmouth head coach King Rice, and Phil Harding back in the studios, as well as our producer, Kevin Williams. I'd like to thank you all for listening. I'm Eddie Acapinti. We'll catch you Thursday, January 26th at 7 p.m. right here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast was made possible by the Monmouth University Department of Athletics in conjunction with Town Square Media, New Jersey. For future schedules and more on the Hawks, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.